если эта семья неверующая, или отступник, или это швед веры, нужно прямо объяснить, чтобы дети знали, у детей, чтобы в разуме было правильное решение.
That's the... That's the question I wanted to ask too, but it's important for us to make the lines and set the guidelines and let our children know if this family is a totally non-Christian or non-believer family or has been a Christian before and is going the liberal way. We need to tell our children, we need to send it, set it in their mindsets. That's the way it is, and we're going to be with those that are same as us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's saying, yes, it is easy to explain to a child or in a family when it concerns a family that's outside your church or outside your congregation, and you can... Yes. It is easier to distinguish then. Well, how to do when it's brothers and sisters in one church... serving the Lord in the same, I mean, singing together, being in a youth group or a choir, when it's two pastors that have different opinions, or two son leaders and they have different opinions and they have different views, but they're still in the church, same church. How are we supposed to deal with that? Yeah, and sometimes in the same church there are those people, the ones you should be friends with or you should not be friends with. And he thinks if to have a good brothership or a good fellowship, we need to create those environments when everybody's united, when everybody thinks the same.
Mm-hmm. The scripture tells us to, what are some of those scriptures, brethren?
He wanted to for me to recite the Revelations chapter 22. The